Hey, this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You Podcast. Today, I want to talk about big sunglasses. Now, you've probably seen them, the kind that I'm talking about. These are those huge sunglasses that are on clowns. Sometimes people wear them graduations. They're bigger in width than many people's shoulders, and they look ridiculous. They look funny. They look playful. And many other things, depending on who is describing them. Now, the thought of these popped in my mind today. And if you were to wear them, you would stick out. You'd be seen, possibly even ridiculed. People would tell you to take them off because they were distracting. And I can hear myself talking to my kids saying, there's a time and a place for everything. But doesn't that way of thinking suppress people? Shouldn't we celebrate people being out there, being wild and different and playful? Do you remember when you were a kid and someone took you to a playground? I loved playgrounds. I had one job on a playground, and that was to play. I could use my imagination. I could pretend I was on a rocket ship, that I was a doctor, that I could fly. There were slides and monkey bars, jungle gyms, merry-go-rounds, and swings. And I was a huge, huge fan of swings. I would get on the swing and I would pump my legs as hard as possible to get as high as I could. And it was the closest thing I could get to flying, and I loved it. As I got older and braver, or some would say wilder, I would get to a certain point on the swing where I would swing back as high as I could, and then I'd get ready because as soon as I started propelling forward, I would adjust my seat a little bit and I would let go and launch myself out of the seat so that I was flying for just a brief moment through the air, and I absolutely loved it. There was nothing in the world that was better than that for me. Now, in second grade, I went with a group of people to a public pool, and this pool had a low dive and a high diving board. And I was like, oh, that looks like fun. I want to climb to the top of that high dive and jump off. So I got in line, waited in line, talked to whoever was in the line with me, and it was my turn. And I climbed up the ladder, and as I got up the ladder, it was higher than I imagined, and I started to get scared. But I kept going. The person that was next in line was sitting at the bottom of the ladder looking up at me, so I kept going up, and I reached the top, and it felt like there was all this wind blowing, and I gripped the handles, and I worked my way out, and I thought, I don't want to do this. But I couldn't go back. But in my mind, I was like, this is a bad idea. Just go down the ladder. But there was a line. The next kid down was waiting for me to jump so he could go up and do it. And I thought, well, if I do that, then folks are going to laugh at me. So as I stood there, terrorized, the kids were yelling at me, hurry up and jump. And I finally did. I leapt off that high dive. I went down and splash, I hit the water. Now, I have no idea if it was my feet, if I did a belly flop. All I know is it hurt like crazy. And I made a decision at that point. I said, from now on, I'm going to play it safe. Pain is no fun. And it would be another 25 to 30 years before I got on that high dive again. But what does that have to do with big glasses? As we have aged over time, many of us have shrunk the dreams we had. We stopped standing out and being brave. We took off those wild glasses and put on smaller, more acceptable, in quotes, glasses. And we started to play it safe, safer than safe. But I assert that there are our own little guys or little girls within us who deep down inside want to get out there and play. So why not let that playful, expressive, creative part of you out to play? Put on those glasses. Dance. Live it up. Run up to someone and touch them and yell, "Tag, you're it," and run away. It'll crack them up, if anything. It's crazy. It's wild. And it's putting those big, crazy glasses back on. If people don't like it, yeah, that's their problem. Just play. Have a good time. You probably will be surprised at how many people will play back with you. Don't be surprised if someone runs after you and tags you back and says, "Tag, you're it." Can you imagine? All kinds of adults running around playing like that. Now, some people are going to hate it. Well, let them do that. Other people are going to love it. It's part of being the true you that you can let out. Let out those kids that are inside. Take them. You know, if you have your own kids, take them to the playground. If you have a neighbor, a niece, or a nephew, take them to the park and go down the slide with them. Don't just watch them play. Participate in your life. Go to whatever an adult playground would look like if you don't want to go to a playground. Go to a pickleball court or find a golf driving range. We have something here called Topgolf. Be loud. Celebrate. Go over the top yelling and cheering for people more than what's that standard way. Live outside your box. Celebrate and pretend that it's the best thing that ever happened in the world and invite others to play. There is a time and a place for things, but don't forget that part of that saying means that there is a time and a place to play, and it's okay to play in life. Be responsible, but let that playful you out. Have that part of you that is playful, that wants to laugh, that wants to enjoy life and discover the things and see things in a way that you saw them as a kid. Let that person out and enjoy all that he or she has with that's sitting inside of you waiting to come out. Have that awaken you from the sleep. Put on those big glasses, because all of that little person inside of you is part of the true you. So let it shine through and enjoy yourself and invite others to play with you. That's what I have for today. I hope you have a fantastic day. If you go out there and play tag with somebody, let me know. I'd love to hear it. You can write to me at info@iammalcolm.com. In the meantime, have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time on the True You Podcast. Take care.